Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has given me. In my last video, I talked about a dream I received, a flash dream, of seeing an olive tree that was broken in two. It snapped all by itself. It just snapped in two. And the Lord showed me that this stood for Israel. And for further interpretation of this dream, please go and watch that video if you haven't already. I will have the link down below for you. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because I got a corresponding message that the Lord gave me concerning this tree snapping in half, and also he gave me two woes, woe to Israel and woe to the world. And so this is what I'm bringing you today. The first part of the message, the Lord gave the reasons why he was bringing these woes. And there were seven of them. And I'm going to read those to you, and then I will read the rest of the message. The first one was, is because they do not hear the voice of the Lord. The second was they do their own thing. Their third is instead of following the Lord, they follow the laws of men and tradition. Four is even though the Lord has blessed them in a land of plenty and has called them, their wickedness instead has risen up deep within their hearts. Number five, their idolatry grows. Number six, they have been taken over and subdued with false ideologies and from their teachers. They have been taken over and subdued with false ideologies from their teachers. And the last one was because their leaders have risen up under the guise of religion and are leading the people astray and away from the Lord. All right, now I want to go ahead and read the rest of this message. Here is that message. The tree will be broken, but a remnant will remain. A few shoots will not die. All eyes will be on Israel in the upcoming days. There is much happening behind the scenes that my people do not know about. Without eyes of discernment, they will be led astray following false doctrines and lies. I want to stop there and say, I'm wondering if the Lord here is talking about the Noahide laws. Back to the message. Pray for their eyes to be open to truth and to their Messiah who comes soon. Pray for my church who sees not the danger that lurks there, for there has been a great deception. I will reveal to my own the truths of this matter if they would ask and seek me. This is an important key to the end of days that is needed. As the world plunges into more chaos, continue to keep your eyes focused and watch Israel and what will transpire. The tree has broken and my anger comes. Woe to the inhabitants of Israel. Woe to the inhabitants of the world. Your reckoning days come and few will stand. I soon come with my recompense. Wail for those who know me not, for the end will bring bitter disasters, one upon another, wave upon wave. My elect will be hidden and tucked safely under my wings during this time. As I saved Noah from the flood and Lot from the burning sulfur, so shall I save my remnant, all who walk faithfully with me day by day. All else will burn. Show yourself approved and counted among that faithful group. The Lord and Savior of the world, for there is no other name that can save except for the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. Then the Lord kind of directed me to look up the different woes, and I have quite a few of them from scripture that I've put in my blog, and that link is down below for you all. For now, I'm going to end with a couple of these woes. The first one is Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Isaiah 3:9, The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not, woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And the last one I'm going to read to you right now is Isaiah 5:21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.